Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A radio.com sports station. This is a WEEI special broadcast. It's the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
I'm healthy, and it's all thanks to donations that have come from this telethon. I'm here because of a clinical trial that was funded from the proceeds from this telethon.
Today on Dale and Keefe, Red Sox Jimmy Fund captain Brock Holt.
I've gotten pretty emotionally attached to a lot of these kids and families, and you know, whenever I go over to the Jimmy Fund, I see them almost every time. They've become a really big part of not only mine, but my wife's life.
Lisa Sherber.
The Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, it just represents hope. And it just represents everyone that walks through those doors feels like they have a home here. And that's what I need to sort of keep doing.
And Bruins defenseman Matt Grizzlick.
Shot by Grizzlick, he scores! Matt Grizzlick has made it 4-1.
Now live from Fenway Park, it's the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Here's Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe.
Good morning and welcome to the 18th annual WEEI-NES and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Rich, these are my favorite 2 days of the year.
Yeah, and it seems like just yesterday we were in here doing the same thing, raising a ton of money for a great cause, and back at it again, looking forward to the next 4 hours today and back at it tomorrow.
You'll hear us give these numbers a lot because, for very good reason, we need you and we want you to help make this all possible. 877-738-1234 is the telephone number. 877-738-1234. We'll give you a bunch of other ways that you can be involved as well. I tweeted this out a few minutes ago. I was on my way in here this morning. And, you know, depending on traffic, I'm using Waze, and it's bringing me all around Robin Hood's barn to get here.
You got a nice scenic route.
I got the scenic route, yeah. And it drove me right by the front door of the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. And I got to tell you, it gave me chills a little bit.
It knew what it was doing.
As I drive by, and we get stopped at a light, so I get the phone out, and I can take a picture of the front door, and I've never been brought that route before.
So that wasn't...
No.
Planned? Because I saw you tweeted that out, so that wasn't planned. That was just the way the app sent you?
It has never brought me that way before, and today it takes me right up Binney Street and right by the front door.
Are you convinced that your phone can read your mind? I think it knows what you're doing.
Well, congratulations to Greg and Danielle and Fitzy. The Greg Hill Show did a great job kicking this thing off.
Great start. Yep.
We'll be here until 2 o'clock, and then OMF will take over here. We've got a lot of guests that we'll talk to over the course of, well, not just today, but today and tomorrow, the next 4 hours. It was fun listening to Tom Brady this morning, and the mayor was just in here for a few minutes as well. The stories that we're going to tell you, the patients, the caregivers, the doctors, the nurses, those are the stories that almost mean the most to me.
No, they really do. And you're right. Yeah, Matt Grizzlick, Xander Bogaerts, Brock Holt, they're all going to join us. And those guys are great, and I'm looking forward to that. But it is the stories, and it's all ages, Dale. We're going to have a 2-year-old on. We're going to have a 79-year-old on. We're going to have a college student on. We're going to have, you know, parents, brothers, sisters. Everybody is going to be represented today. A lot of doctors are going to join us to give us some more information on it as well. And I remember last year, this is only my third year doing it. I know you've done it a bunch more
all
years
of them,
than that.
Actually,
you've done all of them. And the theme last year, anyway, was how much more positive things were. Right, a lot of good stories, a lot of, hey, you know, I just finished my treatment and things are looking up. And it was a lot of positive stories. Now, unfortunately, not every one of these stories are positive, but the percentages, Dale, are certainly going up.
It's such a difference from when we started. This is the 18th annual. And back when we began this 18 years ago, there weren't as many positive stories.
Right.
You were hoping that the research would get you there, and it has. And you know, the medical science has progressed to such a degree that you've been able to have these things happen, and you get more and more. At some point here today or tomorrow, I think my friend Tara Daniels is going to stop by just to say hi. She might be the poster child.
I think so.
She's been through two bone marrow transplants and is out working and you know, a great member of society and living her best life. And I was there in the hospital room with her.
When she was a teenager, an early teenager, right?
You know, now she's in her 20s. I went to visit her at her house when we had to visit on the front porch because they wouldn't, and it's February, by the way. We had to visit on the front porch because they were afraid of germs in the house. And, you know, the progress that's been made and the stories that we've been able to tell over the years. It's why this is so much fun.
Well, and that's why it's no coincidence that each year we seem to raise more and more money, and we're also getting more and more positive stories, right? Like, there's a direct line there from the amount of money raised, that money being put to a great cause, the research being done, all these breakthroughs that are happening, and different ways to treat. Because that's the other thing. Not only are we going to hear from all these different people today, Dale, but all different cancers and all different ways to treat them and all these different things that have sort of worked for people over the last few years, and really the differences between when you guys started the radio telethon 18 years ago, even, you know, 8 years ago, there's a big jump, and 5 years ago, there's a big jump, and you continue to see that progress.
We will we'll have some incredible guests to bring you in addition to the patients and the doctors and the nurses. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow afternoon on OMF, at the top of the program.
Yeah,
they will have on the exact same program, they'll have Red Sox manager Alex Cora, Celtics coach Brad Stevens, Bruins coach Bruce Cassidy, and Patriots coach Bill Belichick.
That's amazing.
At the same time.
That is incredible. And it also goes to show you just how good the coaches / manager in Boston are. Like, there's not a weak link on that group.
Nope.
I mean, obviously you have Belichick, who has just, you know, set the bar so high for everybody else to achieve. But then you have some younger coaches on there, guys that have gone pretty far in their respective sports, and four guys that you're happy are in charge of their teams. That's rare. If you go around in other cities, there's always one or two coaches.
There's a pig in the poke somewhere.
Like, who's this guy? This guy's still here? But these four. Certainly three of them, Cora, Stevens, and Cassidy, haven't been here as long, but the futures are all very bright.
And you've got, you know, a World Series winning manager and Super Bowl winning coach, and you've got a coach in the NHL who lost in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final, and Brad Stevens, who's had his team at a very high level conference final. So they're all going to be on tomorrow's show. We've got people that we'll talk to. One of the highlights for me today is when Brock Holt joins us.
Yeah,
and Brock and Lisa are going to come in together.
And we already heard the story this morning, if you're listening to the Greg Hill Show, of young Nixon, who's just 7 years old, from Australia, lives here now, getting his treatments, 7 years old. And he and his family, not even real big baseball fans. Again, coming from Australia, they don't really get to
see a lot of baseball.
They even talked about it. They're more cricket fans. But they love Brock Holt, and Brock Holt checks in with them, and he has found another really good friend in Brock Holt. So I know we'll ask Brock about Nixon when he comes in.
We will begin today with our first guest of the morning. And as we said, we'll have some incredible guests throughout the course of the day. And joining us right now are both, and you know, every time we start one of these, I get nervous about screwing up a pronunciation. Please tell me it's pronounced like it looks.
It is.
Oh, thank God. Carolyn Grape is with us. She is from Weston. Dr. Catherine Thornton is with us as well. Good to see you, Doctor.
Hi.
Let's start with you, Carolyn. 20 years old, from Weston, and you were in your freshman year at Connecticut College, and they said, guess what?
Yep, guess what? You have cancer. You know, I was flourishing in my first year. I absolutely loved every single second of it, and I was just totally uprooted in March when I found out. So my whole world was turned upside down, but, you know, Dr. Thornton and everyone at Dana-Farber and my family and my friends, everyone's been behind me through this whole thing, so would not be able to do it without them.
How did you find out? What was it that made you realize something was off, and what led to the diagnosis?
So I was experiencing a lot of stomach pain and bloating and just discomfort. You know, I was 19 at the time. Being 19, I didn't suspect, you know, that it would be something so serious. You know, you're supposed to be in the peak of your life, you know, young and healthy. I was young and healthy otherwise. And then, so I never even imagined. And then, you know, I went to the emergency room. I was actually on a vacation with my family in Florida. And they did a scan of my abdomen and they found a mass. And so then that started this whole journey.
Dr. Thornton, we were told that what Carolyn dealt with is pretty rare. And by that meaning what?
Incredibly rare. There's probably less than 100 people diagnosed every year in the United States with Caroline's kind of cancer. So it's incredibly challenging as a patient to be faced with something that you can't Google, you know, which...
That's usually better, by the way.
That might be a good thing, yeah. Right. And it's also frustrating for the caretakers because, you know, you're really reaching out to... In my case, a community of doctors that specialize in rare tumors. And, you know, I'm fortunate at Dana-Farber to be able to be surrounded by such people and have an incredible network of people across the world that we could reach out to on Carolyn's behalf to try to come up with a good treatment regimen for her.
How did you wrap your mind around it when all of a sudden, like you said, you're in college, you're having a great time, you're healthy, and now you need to get surgery, you need to get chemotherapy? I mean, things that you have heard of. I mean, everybody's heard of chemotherapy, but now it's you. How did you wrap your mind around it?
Honestly, it was kind of like all of my worst fears just happening at once. But it really has tested kind of my inner strength in a way that I never would have imagined. And I've been shocked at how I've been able to handle this with the support of everyone. I would not be able to do it without everyone. But, you know, there was really no way to wrap my head around it. It was happening, you know. I had no control over it. I was going to have to just go with the flow and roll with the punches, and that's what I've been doing. So
I find myself asking this question a lot. Mm-hmm. You look great. I mean, you look like there's nothing wrong at all. I mean, is that how you feel?
Honestly, I do feel a lot better than I did in the winter before I was diagnosed. And, you know, that's thankful for great treatment and for great care.
What have you been doing all summer?
I've been doing actually a lot. So even though I have this diagnosis, you know, it hasn't stopped me from doing the things that I love. I got a job. I was selling knives.
Selling knives? What's your pitch? Try to sell me a knife right now.
Like,
let's say
you're
I need
putting
a knife.
Me on the
how
spot.
How would you sell a knife to me?
You know, I have to go through the whole pitch. You can call me later.
Would you have like a demo too? Would you go out there and be like, look at this, it's sawing through bark? Is that one of those?
Actually cut through rope, leather.
Nice.
Sold me. I'll take some knives after this.
Great. Perfect. I'll give you my business card. So I sold knives. I'm doing an independent study. I want to be a psych major. So I'm doing an independent study with one of the deans at my college. That's been super fascinating. Spent a ton of time at the beach and in Vermont with friends. And, you know, I've had friends come to my appointments. And overall, if not for this diagnosis, I would say that this has been a fantastic summer.
Dr. Thornton, how much does attitude matter? Because Carolyn seems to kind of have that part licked.
I think it's 95% of everything. So, you know, and sometimes as the oncologist, it's really hard to say, okay, Caroline, slow down a little bit. Let's rein it in.
Did she sell you a knife?
I'll be waiting for mine in the mail later on. It's fantastic to have a good attitude and just stay optimistic and roll with the punches, as Carolyn said. And that's all you can do, you know.
Now, your family's here as well with you. I mean, I can only imagine how supportive they have been. It had to be shocking news to them as well, but without them, who knows where you'd be.
Exactly. No, I'm so grateful. I mean, I have my stepmom, my mom, my dad, and my sister here with me. Everyone says that my sister looks older than me. She's younger than me.
She doesn't
she had to
say
put that
she
in
looks
there,
older
right?
than you, though. She doesn't say that.
No, she loves to rub it in.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, it was great to visit with you. Great to meet you guys. Dr. Thornton, thank you. Carolyn, it's great to see you guys and your family, and you look terrific.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks
good to see
us.
You. Carolyn Grape joining us and Dr. Thornton. We continue on here. By the way, let me just help you guys out, okay? You can team up with WEEI Nesson, the Boston Red Sox, and the Arbella Insurance Foundation to strike out cancer. Call 877-738-1234 to give now. Help us reach our goal of $75,000 by the end of the show. I think that's a modest goal. I'd like to do better than that, please. That's our goal, but we hope to do better. We continue on. We're live at Fenway Park. It's the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
This is my fight song. fighting cancer together.
Please help WEEI and Nesson strike out cancer.
Please call 877-738-1234 to make a gift.
Now back to the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon with Dale and Keefe.
Welcome back to Fenway Park, the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Outside of where we are right now is the television studio, the Nesson television studio. And they have the tote board out there. The Arbella Insurance tote board is out there. And also they have a map of the United States.
I love maps.
Oh, I love this.
I love a good map.
So what they do is, as a state calls in a pledge, a gift, they will color in the map. Needless to say, the six New England states.
Oh, yeah, right away.
I mean, the whole Atlantic seaboard at this point.
Yeah, we got the East Coast down.
Except for Delaware.
What's up with Delaware?
Yeah, come on. So they've got the whole East Coast. The East Seaboard, Eastern Seaboard, is great. There's a little swath in the middle of the country with Wyoming.
How about shout out to Wyoming? You would have thought that would have been one of the harder ones to get.
And,
not a lot of people in Wyoming.
There they are. And Utah and Kansas and New Mexico and Texas. Yeah. But there's a pretty fair chunk of the middle of the country.
It's early out there.
Well, it's not that early.
No, it's kind of
I was going to give California and Oregon and Washington
Hawaii.
A pass.
Hawaii's not even out of bed yet.
No,
Dale.
I was going to give
Hawaii
them
a break,
pass,
would you?
But it was that middle of the country there.
I don't know what their problem is. Ohio,
so
Illinois.
If you're watching on Nesson, if you're listening on your app.
That's right.
You know, if you're on your radio.com app and listening to us and you're in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, any of those states, please consider making a gift at 877-738-1234, 877-738-1234. We got a whole bunch of great volunteers out there.
Yes, we do. A lot of people answer the phones.
Who are not working as hard as I'd like to see them work.
You want to see them more busy, and I agree with you. Some of them aren't on the phone this second, and they could be.
I say it all the time, and I sincerely appreciate every single dime that you gift us. And some of you think, well, look, I can't afford a big gift. I'm not going to call in. I'm telling you, over the years, we have accumulated almost $50 million, somewhere around $50 million over the years.
Yeah.
And a big chunk of that is smaller gifts from people just like you.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely. And one of the great things the last few years you've been able to do is if you text K-Cancer to 20222, that's 20222, it'll automatically donate $25. So let's say you don't even want to talk to anybody, Dale. You don't even have to
Which,
do that.
Which, let's be honest,
a
Rich
lot of us
is
are like that.
Kind of.
So
like,
you just sit there, you're on your phone listening to us, and you can text K-Cancer to 20222. And then you will donate $25, which, again, I think a lot of the gifts that we get, Dale, are of that $25,
$50, $5,
whatever it is. Absolutely.
If
it adds
what
up.
You can afford is to give a gift of $5,
go ahead, please.
I will as gratefully accept that as we will accept, you know, the large money gifts that will come at some point during the course of these days.
Yes.
But listen, if
every little bit counts,
every
for sure.
dime, and I can't stress that enough.
No, you're
you
right.
guys are the ones who make this possible, and it's really a grassroots level kind of thing. And it's not often we get noted authors who
we really
come
don't.
By.
Although Dale, you're also an author,
yeah,
so I feel like I'm out of place here. I'm the only non-author on the show right now.
Brian Kalfas joins us. Did I say it correctly, Brian?
Correct.
Oh, nice.
Good start.
Yes. He is the author of Fenway and Hooper at Fenway Park. This is a beautiful hardcover. I mean, it's kind of a children's book, although I was an adult and I read it earlier. But it's The Adventures of Fenway and Hooper at Fenway Park. Tell me how you came about to write this.
Well, the book's named after our family dogs, Fenway and Hooper, and we're just die-hard Red Sox fans. So we just wanted to, it just made sense. One night, I just had this in my head, and it just kept on building and building, and it made sense. I was fortunate and blessed that I met a bunch of people that helped me on the way, so I'm thankful for that. And my son, Zachary, inspired me from his journey through pediatric cancer. My wife here, strongest woman I've ever met in my life, so and my great family. So I'm just proud to be a part of this, and I'm proud to help raise money for families in need because we've been through it. We know what it's like, and it's important that we get the best research and the best patient care, and Dana-Farber provides that year after year.
Now, you talked about the journey that your son Zachary and really all of you guys have been on, but tell us about it. How did it start? What happened then, and where are we at now?
So Zachary was diagnosed with brain cancer and astrocytoma, and he didn't have the chance to go to Dana-Farber. It was he had to have surgery right after that. So within 6 hours, he was in surgery, his first surgery. So, and that was something that Zachary's journey's been. And he's such a special individual. He has so much to offer, and he just has inspired me so much to write this book. So, you know, I'm going to tear up because I'm just grateful.
Don't worry.
He's part of my life. So I can't tell him how much he means to me because he means the world. So, I came back. I still remember that night when my wife came downstairs and she told me that, the tumors grew. And we had to attack it. We got together, the three of us, and said, how are we going to deal with this? And we came up with a plan of positivity, and we took it straight on. And with the strength of all three of us, we really, dealt with it in great care. And so that's it.
Now, despite the fact that you're from Baldwinsville, New York, you did write a book about Fenway
They're
Park.
Sox fans now. Yeah,
they are. Right. And not only did you write a book about the adventures of Fenway and Hooper at Fenway Park, but you're actually helping raise funds for the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute through this book.
Absolutely. First of all, diehard Boston fans, New England sports all the way, Red Sox. We just love the Sox. So every year we make a trip out to Boston to root them on, and named our dogs after part of our families, Fenway and Hooper. So your second question, there's so much going on with.
Well, the whole idea of people can actually get a book as a gift in exchange for a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. So for us to give back as a family, it's so important, and we wanted to give back to a community that we experienced, and that was the cancer community and every family that goes through it. So what better way than to have our dogs, the Red Sox, and work with the Jimmy Fund and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institution to help raise money. Each book sold, or $2, will go directly to the Jimmy Fund for patient research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institution and patient care. So, it's just...
And a monthly gift, we should point out, of $25 or more, you'll get a copy of the book for free.
Absolutely. So, guys, if you're out there, get a great gift and support a great cause. There's nothing better than this. The Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund go so back in Boston. So if you're a fan of Boston, you're going to be a fan of this book.
And what can you say about the doctors and the nurses there at Dana-Farber? We hear a lot of these stories, and obviously they're the best at what they do, but on top of that, the way they embrace the families and the personal side of all of these.
So, absolutely right. What makes, I get this question, what makes Dana-Farber Cancer Institution so good? And I think it goes back to their people. First, it's their people. They have great people from the whole process, from getting this book started and from what we've known. The people make it a great. The other thing is the Jimmy Fund. Without that money, they can't do that patient research. They can't help families in need. So I think those are the two things that allowed the Dana-Farber Cancer Institution to be world-renowned. Now, we're a special family here because we never got treated at Dana-Farber, but it doesn't stop us from supporting the Dana-Farber Cancer Institution. Our reasons were because of the emergency surgery, but why support Dana-Farber outside of community? It's easy because they're the world leader. They're the ones that come up with all the patient care and all those treatment options. And without them, it'll never trickle down to other communities outside of Boston. So we're grateful for the quality of people that they have there. And they're making a difference in families every day. So please make a difference. Help donate. Buy the book. It'll put a smile on your face.
Now, the most important question of the day is, will Zachary, Ayla, Brenner, and Chase get to go on the field at Fenway Park today?
Oh, I know they would love to. So, if that's an option, I'm sure we'll do a lot of selfies out there.
Well, I don't blame you. Get lots with the monster in the background. Yes. And the bullpen and all that stuff. It was great to meet you guys. And, Brian, thank you so much first of all, the book, but what you're doing to help make a difference with the book. I got a chance to look it over earlier today. It's actually pretty good.
All right.
You know what? Even if you weren't doing great stuff,
two thumbs up.
The book is good.
All right.
And the whole family behind you as well. You guys enjoy your day here, and thank you so much.
Well, go Sox.
Thanks.
Go Jimmy Fund.
Brian Kalfas joining us as we continue on. Please make the phones ring at 877-738-1234. 877-738-1234. We're live from Fenway Park. This is the WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
This is my fight song. Please join Tom Brady.
A really cool thing that WEEI has done for a long time and being a part of this, you know, really special day is something pretty cool. And, you know, hopefully the money raised can go to provide, you know, support for families in need.
And the inspiring patients at the Jimmy Fund.
One of Nixon's favorite things to do when he goes to the Jimmy Fund is to dress up. And he'll go as a policeman or he'll go as Brock. We asked him once why he did it, and he said because it makes people smile and it makes him feel happy and it just changes the day.
Strike out cancer. Dial 877-738-1234 to make a gift. Now back to the 18th annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon.
Welcome back to Fenway Park, the 18th annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We get to visit with old friends, and we've talked with Dr. Oxnard on a number of occasions, but then we get to make new friends, and Liz Page is joining us right now. Liz, I don't know that I've ever, in all the years, and I've been here for every one of these, I don't know if I've ever heard of anybody being diagnosed and treated zip, 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 zip as quickly as you have. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
You got diagnosed March of this year.
Yes.
With lung cancer.
Exactly. March 11th.
And you got your last chemotherapy in July of this year.
July 25th.
You know, that just moved things along
in
here,
August,
right?
And yeah.
Yep. There was no hesitation. Once I knew I had the lung cancer, I went with the surgeon and said, take it out.
Which is what they did.
Yep. Now, you've had some experience, or your family has had experience with Dana-Farber. It was your nephew, right? 2007, that was diagnosed with leukemia. So you had some experience with Dana-Farber.
Exactly. We've done the Jimmy Fund Walk for years. My nephew, who is now going to be a freshman in high school, was completely cured. So it's, you know, the place to come when you need treatment.
Dr. Jeff Oxnard is a lung cancer expert at the Lowe Center for Thoracic Oncology at Dana-Farber. And as I said, we visited with Dr. Oxnard on a number of occasions. Through the years, what we've talked about is how we've progressed. Let's talk about blood tests to check for lung cancer.
If we're going to cure lung cancer, we got to find it, right? And this is an example of finding lung cancer allows us to get rid of it. And our tools for finding lung cancer, you can get CAT scans. CAT scan screening is real. If you've smoked a lot, please go get a CAT scan. You can get CAT scans today, find lung cancer early and cure it. But can we do better than that? And so we're trying to develop these blood tests to find cancer floating around in the blood, you know, unbeknownst to the patient, and identify cancer early in order to find it at a point where we can get rid of it and get rid of it for good.
Now, Doctor, I'm always fascinated to hear stories about where we were at, say, 5 years ago to where we are now, or 10 years ago, certainly. How have things advanced?
Our treatments are getting so much better, right? But the potential to totally change the story about lung cancer from a cancer that shows up when it's advanced to a cancer that, like breast cancer, like prostate cancer, we can find it early, that's transformative. And that relies on screening, finding cancer in folks who don't think you have cancer. Go tell your doctor, I want to know if I'm at risk. I want to know if I can get a CAT scan so I can find this early and change the story.
Liz, in your case, as we said, the pace of play here was remarkable. Diagnosed in March, finished chemotherapy in July. It sounds as though you attacked this thing aggressively.
I did. There was no hesitation. Once I knew that it was cancer, I just wanted it out and take the steps that needed to be done as quick as possible.
Was it overwhelming at all at first?
Because
you don't sound like somebody who gets overwhelmed easily.
No, but at first it was. I mean, it was. They diagnosed me because I had pneumonia, and they did a chest x-ray, and they came back and said, when's your last chest x-ray? And I'm like, I've never had one. And they told me I had a mass in my left lung. So that kind of snowballed from there.
Go ahead, Doc.
Her daughter was pregnant with her first grandchild, right? And despite having other stuff going on, she said, look, I got to take care of my health. I got to deal with this, right? And I think that's, you know, a lot of folks are saying, you know, I have other priorities. I don't want to prioritize my health here. But prioritizing your health by taking care of it, you can take advantage of all this progress we're making, right? We have better treatments. We can't throw up our hands and say that lung cancer is this disease we can't fight anymore. Our treatments are better. We are making cures. Please show up and we can help you.
And Liz, you have three daughters. One of them is here. What was their reaction when they found out about what was going on with you?
I think they were shocked at how quickly I moved with wanting to get the surgery and have the lung removed. And I didn't give them much planning time to.
No, you're like, this is what's happening. Yep. And you guys are going to be there for me. So yep. Whether you like it or not.
I got the confirmation of the lung cancer on March 11th. And on March 18th, they removed my lung. So. Oh.
I should say that Liz, like many patients, never smoked, right? Lung cancer is something that happens to everyone. If you smoked or you didn't, right? Let's remember this is a cancer for all. And what we need to better figure out is that lung cancer risk is beyond smoking. There are inherited risks. There are other environmental risks. We're trying to get to the bottom of that. That is a priority for our research to figure out who really is at risk so we can get to those folks and prevent cancer from happening.
The biggest difference for me over the 18 years that we've been doing this is survival rates. And what it was like 18 years ago. And as we said back then, there weren't as many uplifting positive stories like Liz's. And now the survival rates are just so much higher.
And that's through early detection and through better treatments. Treatments like immune therapy, where we can wipe out cancer even as it's spreading. Incredible, right? And so we need folks to take advantage of this progress so we can really change the story.
What was it like dealing with Dr. Oxnard?
He was great. He and his, I remember the first time I met him, it was him and his team came in and, you know, kind of laid everything out and we had a plan and that's what we went with.
I remember she came in with her pregnant daughter and I said, look, you know, we can't cut any corners here. We really have to go big, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm not holding back because the stakes are high. Let's recognize the stakes are high.
Yep.
And now I always ask this question because you look marvelous. How do you feel?
I feel good. I do feel very, very well.
And you're continuing with life and travel and work and...
I haven't done the travel yet, but work.
But you want to.
Yes.
I read that somewhere.
Yes. I actually have a trip to Florida booked next weekend, so.
And she's able to do all the stuff that she wants to do and has been able to do.
Yeah. I mean, she will live like a survivor, though. There's always that feeling of being a survivor, of realizing the scans, you know, the scans still happen every 6 months. We still keep an eye. The risk never quite goes away because we always have treatments held in reserve. And we need to recognize that it's hard to be a cancer survivor, but it's better to be a survivor than to be having to live with it.
Well, and a grandmother now, too, right?
I am a grandmother, yep.
I feel like you might spoil the grandchild a little bit.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
Liz, it was great to meet you. Congratulations.
Thank
and Doctor,
you.
Good to visit with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank
you guys
thank
are
you.
Great.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeffrey Oxnard joining us, Liz Page joining us as well as we continue on here on the WEINS and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We had a big golf tournament. We will, in just a moment, bring our old friend Jamie Parker in, who will present a check with the proceeds of that. We survived the fact that Rich and I played.
Yes, we did. We've been to three golf tournaments this year, Dale. We've played in one. I don't know if that's a good track record or not, necessarily.
Actually,
but
I hadn't thought about it, though.
Yeah, we kind of just sat in the... You know, the 19th hole for the other two, but
which
that's fine.
Maybe the word got out.
Yeah, probably after our first.
When we actually played. Good to see you guys. Thanks. Take care. Nice to see you.
But definitely raised a lot of money that day and looking forward to seeing what the total is.
Jamie's going to come in just a few minutes and give us an update on how that went. Jamie is an old Nesson colleague. And I'm just told she's running late.
She's running. That's okay.
Here.
That's fine.
She'll be here.
But she's
going to
have
here.
A check with her so she can show up whenever she wants. Right?
Willie, you know.
Yeah, you know what? We're here tomorrow, too, if you want. It's fine.
Come by whenever you'd like.
Yeah, that's fine.
We continue on here at Fenway Park, and again, we'll give you all the numbers, but I do want to kind of update the Arbella Insurance Tote Board because we have just crested the $200,000 mark.
Nice.
Which makes me a happy person.
Yes.
$201,131. I mentioned to you guys that we had set a goal for the program of $75,000. Well, I'm way greedier than that.
Yeah, I would say so. I think we can be greedy when it comes to this. And so let's just keep it going. Like you said, a number of ways to donate. You can call 877-738-1234. Plenty of great people waiting for your call right now. Or, very simply, you can text KCANCER to 20222, and you'll automatically donate $25. I know you can also go to jimmyfund.org. So plenty of different ways to donate. Anytime between now and tomorrow, or really anytime, Dale, to be honest. But we like to get the numbers up as high as we can over this two-day stretch.
As I said at the very top of the show, and they give us this stuff.
Yeah.
We don't make this stuff up. They tell us.
Yeah.
They told us that our goal of $75,000 by the end of the show.
Yeah.
Well, please.
What are we doing?
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, this isn't my first rodeo.
No,
here,
it is
you
not.
Know?
It's your 18th rodeo.
And it's my 18th rodeo. And so we are begging. If that's what it takes, we're
fine.
Happy to beg as
so
well.
Be it.
Whatever it takes to get you guys to call, to make your donations. We've tried to give you all of the different ways to make it easy. As Rich mentioned earlier, if you're sitting at your desk listening, you can just text the letter K and cancer. K cancer to 20222. And that will make an automatic $25 donation. Can't get easier than that.
Nope, pretty simple.
But we hope you guys will call as well, 877-738-1234. That's 877-738-1234. And we're hoping that you guys will continue to light up the Arbella Insurance Tote Board. Because at this point, as we said, we're at $201,131. And those numbers will go up. We'll be here till midnight tonight.
That's right. Yeah, I got the game against the Phillies.
There's a baseball game in the middle of that, but right. We'll be here till midnight tonight.
And then Mutt will be on after that. So, yeah, we're wall-to-wall here the next couple of days.
We will do it all again tomorrow. Start at 6 a.m. tomorrow and take you up until midnight tomorrow night. Chris Berman is going to be doing the games with Joe Castiglione. He's going to be down here as part of this. He's got his own story to tell as well. But we've got a lot of guests who will join us throughout the course of the program. We'll try take the music down for just a second, Ken. Not your fault. We just we get told that things change quickly here. And
also scheduled to join us today, Dale, we have Matt Grizzlick of the Bruins. We have a couple of Red Sox, Brock Holt and Xander Bogaerts. Lisa Scherber will be by. And I'm also really looking forward to Kevin O'Connor and his father. I know many of you read Kevin O'Connor's article that he wrote about his dad in The Ringer. He will join us a little after 1 o'clock today.
You know, the stars always show up late. You know, the
stars late.
Come through the door. We have to...
But you know what, Dale?
I'm telling
you, there's a big check back there, so I think it's okay.
I think we have to turn Jamie's microphone up, fellas, in the on the other side there.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
I'm channeling Sean McDonough right now. That traffic is
in Boston.
Bad.
Get out of here, Jamie.
I don't believe you.
It's so bad. It was a huge accident on 93, and I apologize wholeheartedly, because this is my favorite event of the entire year. My 20 years at Nesson, my favorite 2 days of all time. I mean, I can relate with you with that.
Jamie is an old Nesson colleague of mine. Old is not the right word.
Yeah, come on.
We worked at Nesson
you,
together.
Yes.
And then Jamie has gone on to do other remarkable things, including putting together the Jimmy Fund Golf Tournament.
It's very passionate for me. And I noticed that you two played, but neither one of you won or anything.
No,
like
we
that.
Didn't.
You didn't come close.
I don't think you did.
Really?
I played my partners. I got paired up with a bunch of hacks. That's really my fault.
Oh, really? It wasn't my fault. Yeah, just push it on the other
side. We used way too many of my shots. That was a big problem.
You know what the problem is? We give her a hard time about being late.
I know.
She comes in with all guns blazing. Yeah.
But it was a tie between Steve Lyons and Keith Folk's team. I mean, I don't know if there's cheating in baseball.
Yes, there is.
So they won.
If Lyons had anything to do with winning, there was cheating involved in some way, shape,
it's under
or form.
Protest.
Yes.
So over your shoulder right now,
yes,
we're looking at a
look at this.
Will, and if it wasn't for this guy, Will Grogan, also from the Jimmy Fund, believe me, everything would have gone as smoothly for sure.
So the check is for $42,175.
And I signed it, so now I'm actually in for it. Right?
Yes, that's going to come out of your end.
So there's no chance I'm getting out of this one. But no, it is a huge passion for me. I will never be separated from the Jimmy Fund at all. I just have been doing it for so long. And, you know, no matter who I'm connected with, I'm always going to throw a golf tournament because this past year was my 10th year.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a passion for me as well as the Jimmy Fund. I've been there thousands of times, and you can't help but get hooked like that.
Well, thank you for braving the traffic to get here, but most importally, thank you for the very generous
thank you for playing,
chat.
The two
thank
of you.
Thanks
you
for having us.
I think calling it playing.
Well,
yeah,
we actually pointed out we've been to three golf tournaments this summer.
They only let us
you
play
were the
one
only
of them.
One who let us play. Usually we just sort of sit there and... So the fact that you let us play made us
nice.
Happy.
Is there
thank
a reason
you.
Behind that?
Yeah, we stink.
We're horrible at golf.
So as you pointed out, we're awful.
Well, listen, you're good at this. So thank you for
Jamie,
having
thanks.
Me on.
Good
yeah,
to
thank
see
you
again.
So much. Awesome.
Jamie Parker joining us as we continue to broadcast live from Fenway Park. Yes, Ken, thank you. This is the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon presented by the Arbella Insurance Foundation.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.